Krishna. Acharya Shiva Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnu Padam Hansa Parikraja Kacharya Stotra Sutta Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Hari Das Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Viradhar Shivas Adigaur Bhakta Vindaki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Shama Kunda Radha Kundagi Govardhan Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Shamuna Mai Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Itai Gaur Premana Lindari Hari Ho All glories to the assembled devotees
Hare Krishna
All glories to the assembled devotees
Hare Krishna
All glories to the assembled devotees
Hare Krishna
all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Guru All glories to Srila Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
So we are blessed tonight by the presence of the Panchatattva Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar and Sri Vas They have appeared in order to taste love of God and to distribute love of God. In the seventh chapter of the Adi Lila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the author, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, discusses the Panchatattva, or the Lord in five features. In fact, when Srila Prabhupada first translated this chapter, he had the devotees publish it as a special volume. He was so eager for it to come out before the actual Chaitanya Charitamrita was published. And it was called The Lord in Five Features. And he sent some copies to me in Bombay and told me to give it to all the important Mayavadis. So we will come to Text 4. Please repeat. Panchatattva
Panchatattva
Avatirna
Avatirna
Chaitanyera
Chaitanyera
Sange
Sange
Panchatattva
Panchatattva
Lana
Lana
Karena
Karena
Sankirtana,
Sankirtana,
Rangay,
Rangay,
Panchatattva Avatirna Chaitanya Rasange, Panchatattva Lana Karena Sankirtana Rangay. Panchatattva Avatirna Chaitanya Rasange, Panchatattva Lana Karena Sankirtana Rangay. Panchatattva. These five tattvas.
These five tattvas.
Avatirna,
Avatirna,
Advented,
Advented,
Chaitanyera,
Chaitanyera,
with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
Sange,
Sange,
in company with,
in company with,
Panchatattva,
Panchatattva,
the same five subjects,
the same five subjects,
Lana,
Lana,
taking with himself,
taking with himself,
Karena,
Karena,
he does,
he does,
Sankirtan,
Sankirtan,
the Sankirtan movement,
the Sankirtan movement,
Rangay,
Rangay,
in great pleasure,
in great pleasure.
Translation: these five panchatattvas incarnate. Excuse me, these five tattvas incarnate with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and thus the Lord executes his Sankirtan movement with great pleasure. Please repeat. These five tattvas incarnate,
these five tattvas incarnate,
with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
and thus the Lord executes,
and thus the Lord executes,
his Sankirtan movement,
his Sankirtan movement,
with great pleasure,
with great pleasure.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In Srimad Bhagavatam there is the following statement regarding Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu: Krishna Varnam Tisa Krishnam Sangopanga Straparshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayar Yajanti hi sumedha saha. In the age of Kali, people who are endowed with sufficient intelligence will worship the Lord, who is accompanied by his associates, by performance of Sankirtan Yajna. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by his plenary expansion, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, his incarnation, Sri Advaita Prabhu, his internal potency, Sri Gadadhar Prabhu, and his marginal potency, Sri Vas Prabhu. He is in the midst of them as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by these other tattvas. Therefore, our obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are complete when we say, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda. As preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement, we first offer our obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting this Panchatattva mantra. Then we say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There are 10 offenses in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha mantra, but these are not considered in the chanting of the Panchatattva mantra, namely, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastava Gaura Bhaktavinoda.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as Mahavadanaya Avatar, the most magnanimous incarnation, for he does not consider the offenses of the fallen souls. Thus, to derive the full benefit of the chanting of the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
We must first take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, learn the Panchatattva Maha Mantra, and then chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That will be very effective. Taking advantage of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are many unscrupulous devotees who manufacture a Maha Mantra of their own. Sometimes they sing, Bhajanitai Gaur Radhe Shyam Hare Krishna Hare Ram, or Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Hare Krishna Hare Ram Sri Radhe Govinda. Actually, however, one should chant the full names of the Panchatattva. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinoda. And then the 16 words,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
But these unscrupulous, less intelligent men confuse the entire process. Of course, since they are also devotees, they can express their feelings in that way. But the method prescribed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pure devotees is to chant first the full Panchatattva Mantra, and then chant the Maha Mantra,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So, the mercy of the Panchatattva is such that they don't consider offenses. If we do commit offenses while chanting their names, there may be a little reaction to just wake us up, so that we're conscious of the fact that we've committed some offense. But otherwise, there's no real reaction like there are when we commit offenses while chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Das Nam Aparad. And the nature of the Panchatattva Maha Mantra is that when one chants it, one immediately feels ecstatic. And then when one feels ecstatic, one doesn't commit offenses. Generally, people commit offenses because they're not ecstatic. They're sort of miserable, and they have this cloud in their mind that enables them to commit offenses. But when one is ecstatic, when one is happy, when one is peaceful, when one is satisfied, then one doesn't commit offenses. And then, in that ecstatic mood, one can chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without offense and get the full benefit the Lord does not appear alone. He comes with his associates. And in particular, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes with his expansion, first expansion, Nityananda Prabhu. There's another verse, Panchatattva Atmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avatara Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. So Nityananda Prabhu is the first expansion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita Prabhu is an incarnation of a devotee, actually Mahavishnu. Srivas Thakur is a pure devotee, incarnation of Narada Muni. And Gadadhar Pandit is incarnation of the internal potency of the Lord, Srimati Radharani. And these five comprise the Panchatattva. Oops. The kirtan was too good, actually. At the beginning of the kirtan, I thought, I have to remember to turn it off, and then I forgot everything. So the Lord comes with his associates, and although they are distinguished in terms of their specific categories, they're all on the same level. On the absolute platform, they're all on the same level. So there's no difference between them. They're all completely spiritual. But still, from an analytical point of view, we distinguish the different categories. But otherwise, they're on the same platform. And they enjoy performing sankirtan with each other. Runge, they take pleasure in executing the sankirtan movement together. And in fact, that is why the Lord expands in the first place. Eko Bahu Sham. It said that originally the Lord was one and then he became many. Why? Why would he expand himself and become many? In order to enjoy. Just like, why do parents have children? Because they want to enjoy family life. So on the spiritual platform, the Lord expands himself into many to increase his pleasure and loving reciprocation with his expansions. And we, living entities, are also expansions of the Lord, Tatasta Shakti, and we're also meant to participate in the Lord's loving pastimes in the Sankirtan movement. But the specific nature of the Tatastha Shakti, or the marginal potency, is that we are marginal. We can be part of the spiritual energy, or we can be covered by the material energy. Srila Prabhupada gives the example of the seashore. that sometimes when the tide is high, that portion is part of the ocean. And other times when the tide is low, that portion is part of the land. So sometimes we can be part of the spiritual energy, and sometimes we can be covered by the material energy. And our goal is to leave the control of the material energy and come under the control of the spiritual energy, who is personified as Srimati Radharani. The material energy is personified as Durga Devi. And Durga is always depicted on her lion carrier with her trishul, her trident, in her hand. And Srila Prabhupada explains that the trident inflicts the threefold miseries of material existence on the living entities. In other words, she punishes the living entities. Durga also means fortress or prison. So we're imprisoned in the material energy, and Durga is the warden, and she punishes us for rebelling against Krishna. So our goal is to come out from the control of Durga, or the material energy. But when we come out of her control, we don't become independent in an absolute sense. We become free in the sense that we're free from her control. But we come under the control of the spiritual energy, who's personified as Srimati Radharani. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani, trying to pick up the fallen conditioned souls from the ocean of material existence and place them in the Nectarian ocean of Krishna consciousness, Harinam Sankirtan, the spiritual energy. Now, we are in Kali Yuga, and in Kali Yuga, people are very fallen. Manda Sumanda Mateo Manda Bhagya Yu Padrita. And they're so fallen that they want to become God. Of course, every conditioned soul, everyone who comes into the material world in his own way, wants to become God, take the place of God, act in imitation of God. And that's why the material world exists. Srila Prabhupada gave the example that if the mother is cooking in the kitchen and the child wants to cook, so the child will keep bothering the mother, but the child's too small, the child can't cook. The child will just make a mess or start a fire. And the mother will say, you know, be patient, let me cook. And the child will keep insisting. So finally the mother gets a toy set of cooking pots and utensils and says, okay, you play, you cook, you also cook. So when the living entities want to be God or take the place of God, eventually God says, okay, you want to be God? All right, here you have your toy world and you play that you're God. And that's the material world. But when we come here under Durga Devi, the superintendent of the material world, of the prison house of material existence, we are punished. So that's the tendency of everyone who comes into the material world. We're envious of Krishna. We want to be in his position, and so we come here and pretend we're God, play at being God. But with most people, it's more covered. If you analyze their mentality, that's what it comes to, but they're not open about it. But Kali Yuga is so fallen that there are people who openly declare their God, falsely declare their God. And because of the fallen condition of people in Kali Yuga, God, Krishna, did not come as Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he came as a devotee. So if people want to imitate him, they have to imitate a devotee, which is good for them. And then, too, the incarnation of Krishna in the present age of Kali is not mentioned openly. Like in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in Prahlad's prayers to Nrisimhadev, he refers to the Lord as Tri Yuga, he who incarnates in three ages. But actually the Lord incarnates in Kali Yuga as well. But in Kali Yuga he's Channa Avatar. Prahlad uses that phrase, Channa Avatar, which means covered incarnation. He covers his identity with the appearance of a devotee, specifically with the luster and mood of Srimati Radharani, but in broad terms, he covers his identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and plays the part of a devotee to show us how to be devotees of Krishna and how to develop love for Krishna. But again, people are so fallen that they accept. Even then, people do claim to be God, people are so foolish that they accept these false incarnations as God, and it's very common. Very common. After the Rath Yatra last Saturday, His Holiness Gunagrahi Goswami Maharaj asked about one of these false incarnations. You know, why is he so populous? Srila Prabhupada gave the example. It was from his experience in Calcutta. There was a man who could imitate the barking of dogs. Now he could imitate the barking so expertly that you couldn't tell it was a human being. He sounded just like a dog. And he used to have performances. He would sell tickets and he would perform. You know, maybe he could imitate different types of dogs barking. And so Prabhupada remarked that people would pay money. They would buy tickets to hear the imitation dog barking. But the real dog was barking on the street they don't care for. So in the same way, the real God is there. Krishna is there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. But people, they don't care for the real God. They want the imitation. pay for the invitation. But of course, you know, we don't want the invitation. And in one case in particular, of course, this person claimed to be an incarnation of Rama and Krishna. And Prabhupada said, well, you know, his, otherwise he was ordinary. I mean, other than the fact that he was claiming to be Rama and Krishna, he was ordinary. He didn't do anything extraordinary. So Prabhupada commented that, you know, his greatness, if you want to call it that, is his status as Rama and Krishna. But actually, we don't know if he's Rama and Krishna. But we know the original Rama and the original Krishna are Rama and Krishna, so why take a chance? Why not worship the original? We know they're the real Rama and Krishna. We don't know about him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as a devotee, Channa Avatar, with his associates, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasari, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. This verse from the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is very significant. Krishna, we know Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Varnam, Varnam means category, like Chaturvarnam Maya Shristam. So this incarnation is in the same category as Krishna. That means he's Krishna. Who's in the same category as Krishna other than Krishna? No one. He's actually avatari. He's the source of all avatars or incarnations. Krishna varnam tvisa Krishna, but his color is akrishna. Krishna means black in this context, so akrishna means not black, like the original Krishna. In Dwapara Yuga, the original Krishna is Shamsundar. This Krishna is not blackish. He's golden. Sango Pangashta Parshadam, and he appears with his associates, accompanied by his associates. Yagyai Sankirtana Prayair Yajantihi Sumedasa. Sumedasa means those with good intelligence or fine intelligence. They worship this incarnation by Sankirtan Yajna, by the sacrifice of the chanting of the holy names. And again, the word Sankirtan is significant. Kirtan means to chant or sing or glorify the Lord. And Sang means complete. So complete glorification of the Lord means glorification of his name, his form, his qualities, his pastimes, his paraphernalia, his entourage, means his devotees. That's Sankirtan, complete glorification. And complete glorification also means chanting together, not one person alone, but everyone together. And that is how we enjoy. We enjoy within the company of others. We enjoy more in the company of others. So that is Sankirtan. And especially in Kali Yuga, it is said, Kalo Sangha Shakti. that there is strength in association in the age of Kali. So we perform Sankirtan together. Srila Prabhupada gave the example of the father who had many sons, and he gave each one a stick to break, and each one could break the stick very easily, but then when he put all the sticks together in a bundle and asked them to break it, they couldn't, because together there was so much strength. So that is that Sankirtan, that's the Sankirtan movement. And it's full of pleasure. You know, because we're individuals, sometimes there might be differences, but on the spiritual platform, there's no, you know, it's all bliss. It's all bliss. Like when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent out Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu to preach, they approached the two sinners, the two debauchees, Jagai and Madhai. And Jagai and Madhai, they were in like a drunken state, and they began to abuse them and chase after them. Actually, was threatening them. So Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur were fleeing away, running for their lives. And on the way, they were discussing that, whose fault it was that they got in such deep trouble. And Nityananda Prabhu was telling Haridas Thakur, it's because of your master, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we're in this difficult situation. I knew we never should have followed him. And so this way they were going back and forth. But it was all full of bliss. It was all full of transcendental ecstasy. So there may be differences, but on the spiritual platform, even the differences are sources of transcendental pleasure and humor. And of course, they escaped. The first day they escaped, and they found Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They took shelter in the house where he was with his devotees and gave him the report of what happened. But then the next day they went back, and that was when the famous incident took place that Madhai threw a pot and struck Nityananda Prabhu on the head, made blood come. And Jagai, he tried to restrain him a little. He shouldn't do this, shouldn't do this. And then, you know, blood was flowing, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He received the news and he was furious because he had so much love for Nitai. He couldn't tolerate the thought that anyone would cause harm to his Nitai. So he came with his Sudarshan Chakra. He was ready to kill these two offenders. But then Nityananda Prabhu intervened, and he said that, Lord, this is Kali Yuga. In previous ages, your mission was to kill the demons, but this is Kali Yuga. If you kill people like Jagai and Madhai now, then you'll have to kill everyone in Kali Yuga, because everyone is would be more or less like Jagai and Madhai. Now, in Kali Yuga, your mission is to deliver them, kill their demonic mentality and deliver them. And he said how Jagai had actually intervened. That was like the critical point that he had actually intervened and tried to restrain Madai and sort of protect Nityananda Prabhu. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that, like, he thought, okay, he has, you know, he has tried to restrain Madai, so okay, I'll deliver him. But Madai, but then seeing this, seeing the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, and also being feeling the heat of the Sudarshan Chakra, he surrendered. And then when he surrendered, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him as well. And they became great devotees. Jagai and Madai, they became great devotees. But before he delivered them, there were two conditions. First was they should give up their sinful activities, and the other is they should chant the holy names. And when I think of it, those are our conditions for initiation. You might have done whatever before the time of initiation, but to be initiated means you give up your sinful activities and you vow never to commit sin again, and you have faith in the holy name, and you take up the process of chanting the holy name. So that happened with Jagai and Madai, as fallen as they were. And after that incident, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never referred to their past life. He accepted them as his devotees and engaged them in service. But they themselves felt very repentant for their past misbehavior, and they felt they should do very menial service to the other devotees. So they would sweep, they would clean the bathing ghats on the banks of Ganges where the devotees would take bath, do that humble service to the Vaishnavas. But still, they became great devotees. And anyone can. It doesn't matter what one was before. Anyone who surrenders and accepts the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu and the Panchatattva can be delivered and become the greatest devotee. So there's the Lord and his associates, and then there's the imitation incarnations. But at the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions another category. They're devotees, but they don't follow the process recommended in the scripture and by the pure devotees coming in the disciplic succession. So they concoct mantras. One is sort of like an imitation incarnation, the other is sort of an imitation mantra. But the concocted mantras contain the holy names of the Lord. That's the thing. They contain the holy names of the Lord. And therefore there is benefit to chanting the names of the Lord, even if they're arranged in, you know, a concocted way. But to really get the benefit, one should follow the process that's coming from through disciplic succession, from the Panchatattvas, through the strict line of their followers. But of course the problem is that the people who have concocted these mantras and chant them, they think they're following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. they just think it's like a different line, a different mantra. They're not distinguishing. And that takes great spiritual intelligence and sensitivity to be able to distinguish. And after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wound up his manifest pastimes, his strict followers, the six Goswamis, especially Jiva Goswami, he codified everything in the Satsandarbhas, made everything very clear. But after some generations, people lost the link, you know, to the true understanding, and people began to concoct things in the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and ordinary people couldn't distinguish. And so things really became very confused and degraded. And it was really Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur who came forward and made it very clear. He enumerated 11 deviant groups that were popular. I mean, they still have followers. It's amazing. They still have followers. When I was in Calcutta the last time, in November, I visited Ultadanga, where Srila Prabhupada met Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur for the first time. That was actually the first Gaudiya Math that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur established. It was in a rented place. And then eventually they moved. But that building is still there. So I went to visit it. And there was a lady there, this one lady. She didn't want to let us in. She had a whole story. And she was adamant. She just would not let us in. She was very upset and would not let us in. So okay. I did flat dandavats on the sidewalk and was ready to go. And I don't know, somehow something happened when she saw me prostrate myself on the road. She thought, of course this was her mistake, but she thought I'm a real devotee and that she should let me in. So, as part of it, she showed me the picture of her guru, and he looked like a woman. I mean, whatever. But she kept referring to him as he. So I said, I was with Agavit Prabhu. I said, oh. Who is this? It looks like a woman. So he said, he's Saki Beki. They dress as women. That's like their sadhana. They think that they're gopis and they dress in saris. And openly. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he isolated and enumerated 17 deviant groups, including Saki Beki. When we hear those names, we think, oh, they're deviant groups. But they have followers. They don't think they're deviant. They just think it's a different line from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then they have different mantras. Fortunately, we have very strong parampara, very scholarly, very shastric. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a prolific writer, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada. So they make everything very clear, very pure and very clear. There's no doubt about it. So if we follow the process they've given us and chant the mantras, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasa Gaura Bhakta Vrinda,
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare,
we will feel ecstatic. We'll feel ecstatic. Our dormant love for Krishna will be awakened, and we will join the eternal Sankirtan party with Sri Krishna Chaitanya
Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasa Gaura Vrinda,
and in their association we will chant
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So, any questions or comments? Yes.
I remember, I forget if it was 1976, but some year in Vrindavan, there were people, I think, next door to the temple chanting this Nittai Gaura Radhe Shyama Hare Krishna Hare Rama Jaya Radhe Govinda, and Prabhupada said that we should chant Nittai Gaura Radhe Shyama Jaya Krishna Balaram just to bewilder them because of the names of our deities in Vrindavan.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. They chant that one. They take Gaura Radhe Shyama Hare Krishna Hare Rama. So our answer to that would be they take Gaura Radhe Shyama Hare Krishna Hare Rama. Correct. We have everything they have and more. Yes, Nitya Kishori?
There's a saying that imitation of a good thing is good, but from what you were talking about, sometimes it seems like it's not appropriate to imitate in a mood of trying to be the person imitating or something like that. So how do we discriminate from when it's good to imitate, when imitation of a good thing is good, and when it's not?
Nitya Kishori, Mataji says sometimes it's said imitation of a good thing is good. So how do we know when it's good to imitate? Well, to imitate Krishna, to try to take the place of Krishna, to be the controller and possessor and enjoyer, is not good. But to imitate a great devotee in the mood of being a servant of that devotee or a follower of that devotee, it can be good. I sometimes quote the morning walk conversation on Juhu Beach, in which Lokanath Swami asked Srila Prabhupada, why have you prescribed 16 rounds? And Srila Prabhupada said, I haven't prescribed 16 rounds, 16 round minimum. If you want, you can chant 16,000. That's 16 rounds minimum. So then Lokanath Swami said, but, you know, some devotees are selecting other figures for minimum rounds, like some are doing 25 minimum. And Prabhupada said, that is welcome. You can increase the number, but you can't decrease from 16. And then he said, you know, well, how do we know if we're imitating Haridas Thakur or following in his footsteps? And then Srila Prabhupada said, you know, imitation is not bad. If you want to imitate Haridas Thakur, that's not bad. But if there's service, and you say, I'm sorry, I can't do the service, I'm busy imitating Haridas Thakur, that is very bad. But if you have free time and you want to imitate Haridas Thakur and chant rounds and rounds and rounds, it's good. Imitation of a good thing is good. There's a process in an advanced stage of devotional service where a devotee spontaneously, you know, in hearing the pastimes of Krishna, becomes attracted to a particular type of servant of Krishna in Vrindavan and wants to have that mood of service and serve like that. But one never aspires to become one of the eternal associates of Krishna. It's like it's the same type of misconception or offense. The same type of offense as wanting to become Krishna, like want to become Mother Yashoda or Nanda Maharaj. That's not recommended. That's offensive. But we can want to be like the servant of the servant of Yashoda, servant of the servant of Nanda Maharaj or Subal or Srimati Radharani Gopi. And in that same line of Raghunuga Bhakti, Srila Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Siddha Sadhaka Rupena, Siddha Rupena Chatrahi, that externally one acts as a sadhaka, but internally one can serve in one's perfected spiritual identity. And the acharyas who've commented on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, especially Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he says that means that externally we follow the behavior of Rupa Goswami and others, and internally we follow the activities of Rupa Manjari and others. So these deviant sects or deviant lines, they take that in the wrong way, you know. Seva sadhaka rupena, siddha rupena chatrahi. And so they try to follow externally by wearing a sari, for example. Externally you follow Rupa Goswami, or you follow your spiritual master, who's the servant of Rupa Goswami in disciplic succession. So these are all different types of deviations. And again, we're fortunate because our acharyas have been very clear. They've given us clear instructions in writing. And so there should be no confusion. So, imitation of a good thing can be good. I would say that would apply to chanting more. But again, not like, you know, I can't do any service. Can't do the service. I'm too busy imitating Hari Das Thakur. But if you have free time and you want to imitate Hari Das Thakur, chant the holy name of Krishna, that's good. When I was a relatively new devotee, I was quite sort of enamored of Raghunath Das Goswami. And of course I didn't like imitate him, but I think Prabhupada detected I had that mood or that tendency. And he wanted me to take responsibility for the Juhu project. I mean, I was already the temple president. He wanted me to, you know, take the responsibility to heart and be fixed in the service. So one day he said something like, you know, first you manage your father's estate very expertly, like Raghunath Das did, and then you go to Vrindavan. He didn't say imitate Raghunath Das Goswami, but sort of like, then you go to Vrindavan. So service is very important. Service to Krishna, very important. But whenever you have time, extra time, chant the holy name. And whenever you can do it along with your service, chant the holy name. And that is Mahaprabhu's instruction, Kirtaniya Siddhahari. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you know, coined the phrase the Brihad Mridanga for the printing press. That's also kirtan. Printing books and distributing books, that's also kirtan. Brihad Mridanga. The regular Mridanga you can hear for a few blocks, but the Brihad Mridanga can be heard all over the world. Books can travel all over the world. So that's Brihad Mridanga. And so the preaching, that's like Brihad Kirtan. So all of our activities that are meant to further the expansion of the Krishna consciousness movement, of the Sankirtan movement, that's kirtan. Brihad Kirtan. And so that was, you know, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's, it was his phrase, and that was his mood, and Srila Prabhupada had the same mood. When we first bought the house in Boston and the printing press moved there, and like Prabhupada really wanted the books to come out, so he wanted the devotees to organize themselves in the most efficient way. And in those days, a composing machine was like a huge thing. It was like a huge thing and very expensive. And so there's a schedule, you know, 24 hours a day. You know, the devotees would take shifts entering the words into the composing machine. And Prabhupada said, that's kirtan. Tapping of the keys of the typewriter, that was kirtan. And at the end, very close to the end, when Srila Prabhupada came to Juhu from London in October of 1977, just before he went to Vrindavan for the last time, you know, he said he really wanted to see the temple open. And so he was staying upstairs in the tower, but the marble workers, they were like all over you know, chiseling the marble, carving the marble. And so the devotees said, you know, Srila Prabhupada, you must be disturbed by the sound of the workers. We can have them stop while you're here. And Prabhupada said, no, that is like music to my ears, the kirtan. So we have an expanded view of kirtan or sankirtan by the mercy of our acharyas. And so that instruction, kirtaniya sadahari, as far as possible, yes, we do want to directly chant the holy name and fame of Krishna. But it also is expanded in service to the greater kirtan, Brihat kirtan. And that's very important because that was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, to expand Sankirtan movement and deliver the fallen souls. And that there's one story that, because in his earlier life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu played sort of like a scholar, a pundit. He didn't really manifest himself as a devotee. And then, of course, when he met Ishwara Puri, his spiritual master, disciple of Madhavendra Puri, he became ecstatic. He was a different person when he came back to Navadvipa. And this was such a great occasion, because he was so qualified, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so beautiful and so intelligent, but he wasn't really a devotee at the time. He didn't manifest himself as a devotee, and so that all the Vaishnavas were thinking, oh, if only he would become a devotee, you know. So then when he came back, he was like completely changed. It's completely changed. And the first one to find out may have been a Dvaitacharya, I'm not exactly sure. And then like he told Srivas Thakur that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's a changed person, he's become a devotee. And Srivas Thakur said, good, our family is increasing. So it's you know, it's a great occasion. Our family is increasing. So that's our goal, to increase our family. And we don't want to lose any of our family members. We shouldn't, like in the name of bringing new people in, we shouldn't lose the old people. Like Srila Prabhupada said, that was Alexander the Great's defect, that he would push forward and he'd conquer new territories, but he was going so fast that he couldn't control the territories he had conquered, and then he would lose them. He'd go on conquering new territories, but he'd lose the territories that he had conquered. So he said we shouldn't be like that. He said, don't make me Alexander the Great. We want to increase the family. We want to increase the family. We want to keep the family together and add new people. Yes, Dr. Ritchie.
Maharaj, thank you very much for your lecture. I have two questions, if that's okay. I'll try to make them short. So we understand, at least mentally or theoretically, we understand that we're a preaching movement. We're meant to be preaching. That's our goal. We're supposed to take Krishna consciousness and become inspired and then give Krishna consciousness to others. That is our goal or our purpose, to give Krishna to others. And, so how, if like we know this theoretically, so how can we take this deeper within our heart, this instruction? How can we further deepen that that want or to want to give this to others? Is it just by practicing Krishna consciousness more, we will want to give it more and more to others? I guess the second question kind of goes with it. You're saying that by kirtan, all our activities we do are kirtan by spreading the movements, kirtan. So the Yuga Dharma is Harinam Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy names. So is that by working together to spread the movement? By, say, you're a writer or an artist, you paint pictures that go inside the books. Is that all congregational chanting?
His first question is that we know that we're supposed to taste Krishna consciousness and distribute Krishna consciousness in theory, but how do we do it in practice? How do we take it more deeply into our hearts? Well, the way you do it is you do it. And then when you do it, it goes in your heart. You can't just sort of wait for it to come in your heart and then you go out. You go out. You know. And then when you go out, then you know you get realization, you get reciprocation. Of course, Srila Bhakti Thakur does say that by offenseless chanting one develops compassion. And the result of the compassion is that one will go out to preach the divine command of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Prabhupada gave us the transcendental sandwich. In the morning and evening we have our spiritual programs in the temple, and during the day we work to spread the movement. And for many people, that should mean going out, because if people don't go out, then you might have the books, the magazines, the invitations, everything. But, and as far as the second question, what was the second question?
The Yuga Dharma is congregational, chanting the holy names.
Yeah. So these different activities, like, you know, painting for the books or doing the other activities related to the books, are part of Sankirtan because it's part of the glorification of Krishna. But it's also Sankirtan in another way if it's done in a cooperative spirit. And you might know at a certain stage Srila Prabhupada was way ahead in his translation. He was way ahead of the devotees and their publication of the books was lagging behind, and Prabhupada was very upset. And then, you know, he came to Los Angeles and he said he wanted all the volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita to be published within 2 months. And Rameshwar Prabhu was the head of the press at the time, head of the BBT in LA. And he said, someone said, you know, 17 volumes or whatever. Maybe there were one or two volumes already out. in 2 months is impossible. Srila Prabhupada said impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. And then Rameshwar asked, well, what if we aren't able to do it? And Srila Prabhupada said, disqualification. In other words, you're not qualified, you'll be removed. So they took it to heart, and they did it. And in the art department, they did that. They worked around the clock. It wasn't like in those days in Boston where there were, like, say, 3 8-hour shifts. It was like everyone worked for as many hours a day as they could. And they just, like, sleep for a few hours and just take a little prasad here and there. But the other thing they found was that in that mood of surrender to the order and cooperation, they each started to do specialized parts of the paintings, you know, like an assembly line. Someone would sketch the basic outline, someone would do the faces, someone would do the limbs, someone would do the clothes, someone would do the background. And they were really going fast. They were really going fast by that spirit of cooperation. And with that spirit of cooperation, they gave up that sense of proprietorship. No one could say, oh, this is my painting. No, I'm going to put my name in the corner. Because each painting was a group effort. So they let go of that false proprietorship, false prestige. So all of our activities are meant to be like that. And when we cooperate in a selfless way and each one, you know, makes his best contribution and doesn't try to, you know, do more than he can do expertly. He'll let others do what they can do expertly. Then we can expand very quickly and feel very blissful in it. Those devotees, they look back. They don't know how they did it. You know, if they had to think of doing it now, they might not know how they could do it, but they look back at it as like the most blissful period of their life. They're hardly eating, sleeping, just absorbed. And that was the other thing. They would constantly hear tapes. While they were painting, they would constantly hear tapes of Srila Prabhupada speaking or singing. So that was going in their mind, and then their hands. In their hand was the brush, and in front of them was the form of the Lord. Like they were completely immersed in Krishna consciousness. And just fully surrendered to the service and working in full cooperation. Sankirtan. All right. There's another important element of the Sankirtan movement is the distribution of prasad. Of course, at this particular moment, in this particular context, we're probably thinking prasad is going to be distributed to us now. The real idea is to distribute to others. But it's like that. We taste and we distribute and we taste. But that's, yeah, the other day I went into the prasadam room here at Radha Kalachandi temple. And, you know, devotees are saying, you know, do I want to sit, do I want to eat? And I actually just came to look at the devotees. And I recalled one incident when John Greiser, who later was initiated as Yadu Bharadas, he was starting to associate with devotees. He came to Surat, and so Prabhupada gave him some little prasad. It was just the two of them, and I also happened to be there. And you know, Johnny was like quite a polite person. He didn't want to eat in front of Srila Prabhupada. But you know, when you give new people prasad, especially Westerners, you don't even really know if they're going to eat it or what's going to happen to it. But anyway, whatever the reason was, Prabhupada was insisting, no, you take. And he's saying, I can't take it from his youth, so you take. And then he quoted this verse that we sing every day. Chaturvidasi Bhagavat Prasada Sodana Chittan Haribhakta Sangha. And he said this, that the spiritual master takes pleasure when he sees the devotees eating Bhagavat Prasad. Not when he eats prasad, but when he sees the devotees eating Bhagavat Prasad. So of course devotees also relish. It's Krishna. Like Prabhupada said, there are two kinds of transcendentalists, those who take pleasure in eating sweet balls and those who take pleasure in distributing them. And he said both are good. Of course, he was giving it as an example that those who take more pleasure in eating, they're bhajananandis, and those who take more pleasure in distributing, they're gostiananandis. But both are good. But comparatively, one is better. And we'll leave it to each of you to decide for yourself which is better. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, glories to Srila Prabhupada. So maybe while they get the prasad ready to serve, we'll have a little kirtan.